The deadly train accident in South Carolina has reawakened attention to rail security in this post-9/11 world. Railroads carry millions of tons of dangerous chemicals to and through the heart of America's cities. The rail and chemical industries say that 99% of all hazardous chemicals arrive safely. But as NPR's Libby Lewis reports, it's a safety record built in large part on voluntary actions by the rail and chemical industries and not on government regulation.
Friday afternoon, a freight train passes by downtown Washington, D.C., skirting the National Mall and the U.S. Capitol. The train could be carrying chlorine or anhydrous ammonia or sulfur dioxide. The problem is there's no way of knowing what is coming through and when. That's true even for the man in charge of responding to a deadly explosion. He's Adrian Thompson, the fire chief of the District of Columbia.
You know, we know chemicals coming through the city on the rail corridors. We know that. That's a fact given. It's a given. But as far as when and where and quantity and names, we don't get that information. We don't.
Thompson says if a rail car were to blow up here, his first response would be to pick up binoculars to see if the hazmat placard is still on the rail car. It would tell which chemical he's dealing with. The government doesn't require industry to share the information with him in advance. Thompson knows that's a political decision he can't control. He knows he can't control a lot of things.
You know, things happen. Just happen.
Washington, D.C. Council member Kathy Patterson wants to try to stop some things from happening, like a tanker car full of liquid chlorine rupturing and sending off a poison cloud with a radius of 14 miles. Patterson wants to ban railroads from carrying hazardous chemicals through the nation's capital. She says the federal government isn't doing its job, so the locals need to step in.
We need to act as local officials because our national government is asleep at the switch.
The Transportation Security Administration now has responsibility for rail security. TSA spokesman Mark Hatfield says the government's not trying to keep information from Chief Thompson.
We do have the infrastructure and capability to track military shipments throughout the United States. What doesn't exist is any kind of system that tracks commercial systems, and we're looking at what, in fact, is in the art of the possible.
Of course, information's just one of a number of components in rail security. There's rail yards, rail cars, and the tens of thousands of miles of track that stitch across the country. And this is a world where the term rail security used to mean keeping out the riffraff.
It was always about, you know, stowaways and hobos and pilferage.
That's Steve Flynn, an expert in homeland security. He says while the U.S. has made much progress in security of the skies, it's put far less focus on rail. And here, the Bush administration is relying much on voluntary action rather than regulation. For instance, after the Madrid train bombings, CSX Corporation privately agreed to reroute some hazardous shipments from D.C. that came at the request of Homeland Security officials. But the railroad won't say for how long, and D.C. Councilmember Patterson says a gentleman's agreement is not good enough. CSX Corporation declined an interview. The rail and chemical industries have argued that permanent rerouting wouldn't be safe and legislation isn't needed. TSA's Hatfield says the federal government believes voluntary action is often enough.
Some people feel compelled to order, but if your partner is working with you collaboratively and voluntarily doing the measures that you want put in place, that's the perfect scenario.
He said TSA is working on ideas like having onboard radio transmitters that link directly with fire trucks at the scene of an accident or a terrorist act. But new technologies are a ways off. Until then, Chief Thompson says he'll rely on his team's training, his binoculars, and what he finds when he gets there. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.